Now, Watch the Sunset is a new Aussie drama feature film. It's following an ex-bikie and ice addict as he tries to reunite his broken family torn apart by his drug addiction. The topic enough is would make Watch the Sunset fascinating, but the film has a technical trick up its sleeve as well. It's all been shot in a single take without edits or cuts. Now, Watch the Sunset has its world premiere tomorrow night at the Revelation Perth International Film Festival. Damien Lipp is the cinematographer and producer. Damien, good morning.
Good morning, Nick. How are you, mate?
I'm good, mate. Now, I want to talk content in a second, but let's talk about the incredible challenge it must have been to shoot in such an unusual way.
Yeah, we shot the film in one take, which was a decision that we made later in the development of the script. So Tristan, the writer, also the main actor and director, also we came up to Kerrang, which is where we shot the film. He had a scene that he wanted to shoot, and he said, I want to do this in one continuous take. So we did a little bit of location scouting, and then I said, well, this is easy to do. And then he went away, wrote a script, and then we just said, well, why don't we just shoot this whole movie in a single take? And we'll do it in Kerrang. I'm originally from Kerrang. Mum makes good porridge, so let's get some good excuses to come up here, start the day off with a good bowl of porridge, and then just shoot movies.
Now, technically it's amazing, but I get the sense too that at some point it felt like it was integral to the pacing of the film and the story you were trying to tell.
Yes, so we didn't want the audience to have a break from any of the action. You can sort of breathe, but we didn't want the audience to like be able to like step away from the cinema, go to the toilet, then come back and be like, oh yeah, I know where I'm at with the movie. You know, so yeah, just keep the audience captivated and yeah, just hold them for that whole time. That's really why we did it as well.
Now the topic, ice addiction, very, very serious, and I love the fact you've taken it out into a regional area where it's a really big problem, more than people realise.
Yeah, it's what the statistics say, 9.1% of Australians over the age of 14 have actually tried the drug ice, so it's a very real Australian problem, and I think it's just, yeah, we've got to flag these sort of things early on to try and, yeah, make a note of it.
Yeah. What was it like shooting in your hometown?
As I said, it was awesome. I got to see my family every day. Mum would make us, like, all the cast and crew porridge in the morning, and we'd just, yeah, get up, do our rehearsals, and then at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, we went for the shot and, finished it off as you know how it looks. I'm not going to spoil it to anyone,
no.
But yeah, we finished it how it finished off. So it was awesome. And like, I think the community was the main thing. It's like we had 85 or 86 extras on board the film.
Wow.
And they were all, yeah, just locals in the town. And they just, yeah, they gave us as much as we gave the film. So everybody gave 120%, which is awesome.
Now, I know you said it was kind of easy to do in a single take, but I imagine that given that style of shooting and the subject matter, it must have been a bit emotionally exhausting at times.
Yeah, it was difficult to shoot, but having 5 weeks of rehearsals of like knowing sort of the position that we're going to be shooting, where we're going to be shooting, and the actors actually loved it as well because it was like theatre. They didn't have to break character, go and sit in a trailer or into a green room or something. They just do the film for an hour for 83 minutes and then it was over. It was a performance. And we just repeat that over 5 days. So, and in saying that, we did only shoot the film in 5 days, and on the very first day was the only time we'd shot it in a continuous take, if that makes sense.
It does,
That was the first time we'd pushed record and followed all the action because 5 weeks of rehearsal, we couldn't get all the actors together to do the one performance. It was more like shoot one scene and then discuss and then get the next actor in another day and then discuss what they're doing. And then on the day we all came up, shot the film and, yeah, ran with it.
Well, it translates across. You feel that there's this kind of really raw, urgent sense throughout the entire film, and I don't think you could have done it or got that feeling doing it a different way.
No, I we wanted to keep it really gritty and just change the style of Australian cinema at the moment. So that's what we're wanting to do, pushing forward with the next couple of films we're also doing.
Well, I was going to say, world premiere for Watch the Sunset, as I said, tomorrow night at the Perth International Film Festival. What's next for you guys?
So we get on the plane to Perth Tuesday, watch the film, and then fly back to Melbourne on the Friday night, and then we drive to Queensland to shoot the next one, which is a film called One, Population of Earth One.
Okay. Well, I'm looking forward to that. If it's going to be, you know, Watch the Sunset, great film. Damien, I'm going to let you go. Thanks so much for chatting this morning.
Thanks, Nick. Take it easy, mate.
Thank you.